Good afternoon. My name is Frederica, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Oracle eSeminar. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Mullay. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to the second in a series of web seminars for system integrators. The topic for today's e-seminar is improved manageability and governance of your business processes through the Oracle SOA Management Pack. I am Alok Mullay, Director of Platform Products. I work in a group within the Server Technologies Division, and we are responsible for providing our key partners details on our products as well as share the roadmap information. In the e-seminar organized last month, we presented how the Oracle Application Management Packs help with monitoring and managing of the application internal components as well as the underlying infrastructure. And in today's presentation and demo, I'll be focusing on how you can SOA enable applications. We will review the methodology Oracle recommends and look at best practices and tools available as you go through the process. So let's take a look at the agenda for today. Today's seminar will run for an hour. And in addition to the slide presentation, I will have a 15-minute demo of the SOA Management Pack. And at the end of my presentation, we will take questions. I will start off by presenting why it's important to move to service-oriented architecture and the methodology to use to convert a siloed and fragmented infrastructure to one which is very agile and has a lot of reusable components. Following this, we will discuss the business opportunities out there when it comes to managing a SOA environment and the complexities associated with it. I will also be looking at Oracle's strategy in this place. This strategy is being followed internally as we connect all of our applications to each other with the help of the Oracle SOA suite that's part of Fusion Middleware. And this is the strategy we are recommending our customers and partners follow as they build SOA-enabled applications in-house or when they're looking to extend the functionality of Oracle packaged applications. The SOA Management Pack is designed to manage all aspects of your SOA environment. I will give you a technical overview of the product and touch on key capabilities in the area of runtime governance, reduction in business IT gap, and management of the SOA infrastructure itself. I will demonstrate some of these capabilities against a live SOA instance. We'll wrap up with next steps, and I will provide you details on technical resources available for you as you evaluate the product. Also, as mentioned earlier, my organization works with partners like you, and we can look at scheduling an in-depth session or workshop if required. I would like to work with you to build a service offering around SOA management. Many of you are already providing database and data center management services, and this should be a logical next step. Also, many of you are involved in the deployment or SOA enabling existing applications, and I'll show you how the tools that we provide in the SOA Management Pack will help you move from the current architecture to the SOA architecture. So let's now look at the reasons for a service-oriented architecture. So this is an analysis survey that polled respondents on their experience with moving to a service-oriented architecture. As you can see, 68% for 68% of the people, SOA met or exceeded expectations. And what are the benefits that they are seeing? An overwhelming 77% see an improved flexibility in application development, with IT playing a growing role in the core functionality of the business. The C-level execs are looking at its direct impact on the company's bottom line. In such a scenario, executives are looking at applications and IT infrastructures more as a service. They want to know if the order booking service is online, performing well, and meeting the demands of the business. They are looking for these metrics at a service level, not at the level of the individual components that define a service. So SOA aligns very well with this approach. And you can see that 55% of the respondents see a greater ease in building service-oriented applications with this approach. From a business perspective, 85% say their adoption of SOA has achieved their business goals. And if you look at the top three areas that they see the most benefit in, they are standardization and governance, reduction in operating cost, and process automation. Some of the improvements you see by building application-to-application integration can be tremendous. For example, I have worked with a system integrator in Latin America who was called in to improve efficiencies at a bank. Some of the credit card transactions in this bank wouldn't get automatically cleared by the banking application, and the original process was for the operator to manually enter those transactions in. The operators would eyeball each transaction and then enter them into the system. With the help of the Oracle SOA suite, we were able to automate some of the app-to-app integration using the built-in transformation and routing capabilities, and we also were able to complete automation whenever we couldn't do an app-to-app integration. We could include people human flows into the mix. With this approach, we were able to reduce some of the processing time from 24 hours to 6 seconds. So this was tremendous operational savings. And so this is why it's very important, I think, from a business perspective to consider SOA. So let's look at the strategies out there when people are moving to a service-oriented architecture. You could be very project-driven, so you would pick a specific project and try to get it SOA-enabled. You could be infrastructure-driven, where it's the IT organization wants to use, IT is able to drive reuse across departments, or you could have an enterprise-driven approach. When it comes to the enterprise-driven approach, IT is 100% full steam ahead when it comes to moving to SOA. Management is behind enterprise SOA. So obviously the enterprise-driven approach will get you the best results. And let me share with you some of the enablers when it comes to SOA. SOA brings benefits in terms of interoperability. We use standards-based interfaces, and we support multiple protocols to make it possible for you to use SOA in a heterogeneous environment. We provide with you ease and speed of deployment. So it's no longer about building point-to-point connectivity. It's more about assembling the right set of processes, the right set of rules, and then building out an infrastructure. We reduce impact of change. Because of the loose coupling nature of this integration, we can quickly modify things. We can quickly change business flows as per the needs. You have increased visibility. There is good integration between the business flows as well as the data that flows between these applications, so we'll talk a bit about that. And obviously, there's a lot of reuse when you go to SOA. So these are the key areas that SOA brings benefits to. When it comes to the adoption strategies, I talked about the three approaches people take out there: enterprise-driven, infrastructure-driven, and project-driven. What you'll see is the best results with the enterprise-driven. So it's very crucial as you think about moving into the service-oriented architecture to have a very complete picture from both of the IT as well as the management side of the house when it comes to SOA. So let me share with you Oracle's strategy for SOA. To get you to better understand the strategy, let me also present to you some of the SOA standards. When you look at legacy applications or custom apps or web services, it's very important to get these accessible into a SOA environment. And what we provide to you is SOAP services, WSDL capabilities. We provide you the web services invocation framework, and through this mechanism you can expose both services, custom apps, ERP apps, legacy apps into the SOA environment. We then let you set policies that restrict access to these services, control access to these services, generate audit trails when you access services. We also allow you to be more adaptable. Again, you can build and orchestrate these services through Beeple. We give you a rich experience in terms of the user interface, and we can work with any portal, web application, or web services APIs. And finally, what you'll see is once you build an application in this fashion, you suddenly have the fusion effect where you can start monitoring the business flows, put sensors into the business flows, and then correlate these business flows with the actual business that you're operating. And I'll talk about that in a few slides later. So when it comes to Oracle's next generation application, this is our strategy internally. Like I said before, I wanted to share with you what we do internally at Oracle, and hopefully you can see the power of SOA. We are using the Fusion middleware and the SOA infrastructure to integrate all of the Oracle applications. This is obviously giving us a lot of visibility across application data structures. We are quickly able to share information across the different applications. We are also able to build adaptive processes. When we deploy these large applications at customer sites, it's very often that the customer wants to change these or customize these business flows as per their needs. And with Beeple, you very quickly can do that. You don't no longer have a very tight integration. You have a loose integration that can be modified through a designer interface to very quickly get you to the business flow that is most optimal for a particular customer. And let's now look at how Oracle Fusion middleware and the Oracle SOA suite help you and your customers and clients. So we are committed to standards. Our product is 100% standards compliant. The Fusion middleware at its core has the application server, which is a J2E container. And then we provide you orchestration capabilities. We provide you end-to-end security. We provide you a single management console, which is the focus of today's presentation. So I'm going to talk about the SOA management pack. And then we provide you the development tools and the integration mechanisms that you can use as you build out a service-oriented architecture. So these are the Oracle SOA technologies that we provide. And I'll just let this slide build out. So what we do is we run on a standard J2E application server. And above that, we provide a set of adapters, a set of B2B connectors. Above that, in terms of the messaging, we provide an enterprise service bus. We have the Beeple process manager for orchestration, business activity monitoring, a rich set of analytics capabilities. And then when you're looking at the product from analyst's perspective, we have a good set of tools there. The business process analysis suite helps you in this area. We have a development tool, JDeveloper. And then from a management perspective, Enterprise Manager is the single point of management for all of these components. And then I will also talk about Web Services Manager, which is very crucial in this space. And I have a slide. Let's now go to that slide. So when you look at Oracle Web Services Manager, what I want to highlight is we have a very neat capability in Web Services Manager to control access to individual web services that you deploy in your SOA environment. So you can set policies, you can define gateways, or you can have individual policy agents running on each of those web services. And then you can enforce governance across all of these web services and then monitor all of these policies through Enterprise Manager. So it's a very rich setup when it comes to web services management, and in conjunction to OWSM and Oracle Enterprise Manager, you have a complete solution for your services. Now let's go into the details of the SOA management pack. I'll give you a technical overview of the product, and then I'll run a demo of some of the capabilities. So for those of you who are not familiar with Enterprise Manager, let me quickly go through the functional breadth of the product. The heart of the Enterprise Manager offering is a configuration management database, or CMDB. This database contains details on all the assets you have in your data center, both Oracle and non-Oracle. All the monitoring information and all of the discovery detail is stored in this database. On top of that, we have built several solution areas. Configuration manager management lets you see what configuration your production systems are running. You have the capability to compare these and, for example, look at drift over time. Automation, this is the engine that lets you automate routine tasks. The provisioning and patching solutions are built on top of this capability. Service level management is critical in providing the information on whether the business service that you're managing are meeting service level agreements. All agreements that the business has with IT organization can be tracked through this capability. On the right, you see the application performance management capability. This is where we tie in the diagnostics and monitoring for all applications, may they be J2E, SOA, or packaged applications. This gives you the capability to detect performance issues and do root cause analysis. You can diagnose these issues to find out if these are infrastructure related or application related. We take these solution areas and then apply it to the Oracle infrastructure, database, rack, application server, and Oracle apps, and also to the extended infrastructure of the entire data center, from third-party databases, other application servers, network, storage, hardware, and operating system. We have worked closely with our partners on extending these capabilities. And finally, when it comes to dashboarding and reporting, we have some interesting scenarios that I'll be talking about later on in the presentation. These scenarios will better explain the capabilities, the rich capabilities that we have around dashboarding. So let's look at the SOA management challenges. One of the key aspects of SOA, of a service-oriented architecture, is the modular nature of the individual components. This could add some new challenges to the management of such an environment. From the application administrator's perspective, this could mean, how do I know if a Beeple process is not performing as expected? Is it a problem with the Beeple process itself, or is it a problem with the different services that it is orchestrating? How do I monitor and ensure service quality? The Beeple engine itself runs on a Fusion middleware J2E container and uses a database. This service might be running on third-party software and can be remote. How do I manage quality of service in such a dispersed environment? How do I get web services to follow policies set forth by the company? From the system administrator's perspective, it is very important to know what are the different infrastructure components for a specific service. So you should be able to define what are the machines, what are the hardware components that help run a service. And from a CIO's perspective, it would be important to know how best to leverage IT to meet business needs. So these are the challenges that you see out there. And now, let me walk you through how the capabilities in the management pack for the various stakeholders will help the various stakeholders in your SOA deployment. The SOA management pack has auto-discovery capability. We are able to talk to the BPM and get a list of all the processes it is running. We can then get details on each of the partner links and build out a relationship diagram. The enterprise manager then automatically figures out the system components that a particular service depends on, and similarly the infrastructure that the BPM engine depends on. We collect metrics from the Beeple PM. This helps you resolve any performance issues very quickly. One of the new features we have added is the error hospital. What we have done is taken some of the error handling capabilities available in the Beeple console and brought them into EM. You're now able to tie in the Beeple error handling with the proactive alerting, paging, ticket creation, and all of the other data center and operational capabilities that customers get with EM. Service, test, and diagnostic allows you to simulate access to various services that your process is orchestrating. You can monitor if the services are available, if they are responding in time, and if they are accessible from various locations. You can use this mechanism to see baseline. You can use this mechanism essentially to set baselines and see if you're seeing a trend towards slower services that might impact your Beeple processes eventually. And when it comes to business IT alignment, you can correlate key performance indicators or KPIs from your business with IT statistics. This information can be used to find out if IT is starting to become a bottleneck with the increased business activity. What you are seeing is that the barriers that exist between IT and business are coming down. When you can have bi-directional integration of the two, your CIO or line of business owner can see how additional IT resources can help support increased business activity. In these days of cost cutting, where we are expected to be prudent about the use of IT resources and respond to changing business needs in an agile fashion, I think this capability is very useful. Finally, on this slide, when it comes to high throughput Beeple deployments, you will have multiple instances running on different boxes, and the SOA management pack provides you a single console through which you can monitor and administer all of these nodes. So let's look at the functional areas of the SOA management pack. When it comes to the SOA management solution, the capabilities I just described can be broken into following key areas: the SOA runtime, the service level management, application performance management, config management, and automation. So when it comes to, I think we focused on the first two pretty much in detail, but when it comes to application performance management, I think the one thing to realize is when you look at a SOA infrastructure, you still need to be able to do things like end-user monitoring, web services monitoring, and you need to be able to diagnose problems from the application tier, from the web tier to the application server to the database. So there's a lot of performance management capabilities that you're still going to require. And configuration management is a given because you want to make sure that your Beeple PM, all of your infrastructure is following certain standards. And then automation is again important because you want to be able to automate change, you want to be able to provision new boxes, you want to be able to automate deployment procedures, you need to be able to quickly able to deploy your Beeple suitcase to multiple servers in one go. So all of those capabilities are available from the SOA management pack. And now I'm going to go into more detail on each of these areas. So let's look at the discovery and system service modeling capability. When it comes to discovery, we can detect Beeple PM instances, processes, and corresponding partner links. You can then build aggregated services on top of that. You can also have the option of running SOAP tests against the individual services. These tests can be from geographically diverse locations using the beacon mechanism that EM provides. In addition to the services, we give a breakup of the SOA infrastructure system. For example, you can see which instances are the services running on and what is the corresponding dehydration store and hardware platform itself. When it comes to the Beeple process metrics, we allow you to see the lifecycle stage of the process. We let you see if it's active or inactive and its versioning information. We also provide information on process latency for both synchronous and asynchronous operations. And as we pull out the Beeple statistics into EM, we also provide details on the adapter framework, thread allocation activity, etc. All of this information can be trended historically from a day to a week to a month, and you can now set alerts and thresholds on these metrics and take corrective actions. This is a new capability that we have added with the SOA management pack. What we have here is a screenshot of the error hospital integration. We provide you with 20 latest error instances with timestamps and instance IDs. We provide you a time series chart of error counts and in-context drilling into the Beeple console so that you can get further details on the errors. And with large SOA systems, it's not effective to have an operator monitoring a dashboard 24/7. And in those instances, you can set thresholds and have these integrated with your ticketing system. So I see this often, and I mentioned this in my previous presentation where we talked about the large Oracle on-demand deployment. It's very difficult to monitor through a dashboard such a huge deployment with multiple components. And in that scenario, what you need to do is you need to build thresholds and then have those thresholds integrated with your ticketing system. With 10G R3, we have integrated with BMC Remedy and the SQL Help Desk. What this lets you do is automatically open trouble tickets, which can be processed and handled through a typical IT business flow. So that's the approach you can take with Error Hospital. Gives you a very powerful mechanism to be able to monitor a large critical Beeple deployment. When it comes to service tests and request diagnostics, we can do a lot of capability around end user monitoring. We can run SOAP tests. We also have request diagnostics, so we have integration where we can consume JMS and DMS metrics exposed by the web services. So a lot of monitoring capabilities are built into the product. Let me share with you the SOA order booking process, and this is important for the next few slides because this is going to show you how in a complex deployment you can use the SOA management pack. Some of you might have seen this order booking process on OTN. We have a very detailed demo that goes with it. So in an order booking demo, obviously, in an order booking scenario, you want to be able to run SOAP tests against the individual services that we are orchestrating. You also want to be able to interact with like test out notification service. You want to be able to see if the underlying infrastructure that is running all of this orchestration is performing well. And let me show you how we do that. So let's look at the service level management in such a scenario. What you see in this screenshot is the capability of the service level management pack. What you're seeing is the different services that your Beeple process is orchestrating as a composite or order booking process. And you can also see things like the Beeple process itself, how it is performing. And you can totally customize this dashboard. You can very quickly add services. And at a glance, you can check these availability key metrics around response time. You can take any system metric and combine it with services you can take from a business perspective. So you'll see a usage and business indicators. So you're now combining business indicators like KPIs into an IT dashboard. So this combination allows you to define your service level agreements, SLA, in a very solid fashion. You have your system performance and you have your business performance. You can see how many orders are getting booked in a certain time frame. You're also seeing how responsive the order booking process itself is. So it's a very powerful mechanism for you to start managing all of your SLAs. This is more detail on how we go about building the integration, and I'll show you when I go into the demo of some of the areas through which, or some enterprise manager screens through which you can do this integration. So we provide bi-directional integration between these two entities, the BAM and the Enterprise Manager. And then you can easily set thresholds and notifications to help you better manage your SLAs. This is a screenshot of the business activity monitoring dashboard. And you can see that we have combined OC4J performance with the number of orders, CPU utilization, and free memory. And so it gives you an idea of how powerful it can be when an executive dashboard can see both the performance of an application itself as well as the performance of the underlying IT infrastructure. When it comes to managing the SOA infrastructure, I talked to you about how the Beeple engine runs on a J2E container like the OC4J, how it relies on a dehydration store like the Oracle database. And then when you have a high throughput scenario, you might have multiple Beeple engines running on multiple hardware boxes. So now you need a very solid solution to manage all of these different components. And we provide that with the SOA management pack. So let me now go into a demonstration of some of these capabilities. So hopefully you can see these slides. What I'm going to do is show you the Beeple Process Manager page on Enterprise Manager. And what you can see here is that the Beeple PM is up and running. You also have information about the Beeple instance and any alerts that have been issued. You can also see policy violations that might be specific to this particular instance. And this is a development environment, so we are not seeing a lot of activity, but if there were activity in here, you could see how many new instances are being created, how many instances are being closed in this environment. So all of that information is available to you. And through this environment, what you can do is multiple things. You can go in here, basically select an Oracle. Let me just show you a Beeple instance. Let's pick one. And then if you pick a particular instance, you can now go into this, and then you can look at the processes that have been deployed on this instance. So you can see all of the processes that are active and running on this instance. So what we have done is we have pulled in all of the information from the Beeple PM into Enterprise Manager. So now that Enterprise Manager becomes a single console for managing all aspects of your deployment. And then, again, there won't be much performance charts over here, but if you had a load in here, you could see all of the different metrics that I was speaking to you earlier about in terms of the Beeple statistics, the Beeple PM statistics that you can gather here. When it comes to deployment, what we have done in 10GR4 is added new capabilities around deployment. So you can set up deployment procedures. And what the deployment procedures is a very powerful mechanism for you to define your own deployment steps. So many of you today use Ant to deploy your Beeple suitcase. And then there are questions about how do you deploy the Beeple suitcase on multiple targets at the same time. You would like to have a more automated mechanism to do it. You also want to be able to take advantage of the scheduling mechanisms that are available inherently in EM and schedule these Beeple process upgrades late in the night without having to manually sit there and do those. So we have added a lot of these capabilities in this 10GR4 version of the product. So once you're in here, you can pick a deployment. And let me show you actually one of the deployment scenarios which I had gone through earlier. So what I'm going to do is show you how a deployment happens. And like I said earlier, we want to make sure that the deployment solution that we provide works across all of the Beeple instances that are in your environment. So you go into deployment procedures, and then you'll see the steps defined by you. We do give you canned deployment procedures, but you can go in and modify them and add your own deployment steps into the mix. So we go into deployment procedures. You can see that we are staging some Ant script. We are going into the Beeple process suitcase, and then we go in and do the cleanup of the setup. And once we do that, we can now schedule the deployment. We can find out if we can decide if you want to deploy to a single instance or to a multiple instance. So you can do a target selection in this case. We are going to be picking the source from which is actually a Beeple suitcase that is already stored in the Enterprise Manager repository. And then we're going to choose the targets that we are going to deploy to. And these targets could be local or remote Beeple engines, so we can easily go after multiple targets. We also have taken care of the fact that when you start working with multiple targets, you need to be having the credentials for each of those targets. So we provide you a mechanism to enter those credentials. And then finally, as you go through and enter those credentials, and you can then schedule it for a certain time of the day to go in and deploy. So that's with the deployment. The other area which I wanted to show you was config management. So what you can do with the configuration management capabilities is you can go in and compare multiple configurations out there. So if you have multiple Beeple instances, and this is what many of our customers are seeing with large deployments, now you can compare process manager, you can compare domains, processes, configuration files itself. So from the process manager, it's comparing things like dehydration store. From a domain perspective, it's giving you the domain parameters for each of these processes, of these BPMs. You can also see for individual processes, the underlying files. You can also see the server configuration files. And then you can start using the capability that we have in the product when it comes to comparing different configurations. So you could compare versions of the Beeple process. You could compare, like I said, the configuration of the server itself. So a rich set of functionality available. And then you can, as part of it, set a gold standard. Say this is the standard Beeple process, this is the standard Beeple configuration for the server, and this is the hardware and software configuration that we want to go with. And once you do that gold standard setup, you can quickly start comparing each of your boxes in the environment against the gold standard. So again, very rich and powerful functionality for you as you go through the management of a large mission-critical Beeple environment. So let me go back to the presentation and give you some more details on the capabilities. In terms of the support, again, this might be dated. We are already supporting more recent versions. We are working on 10G R4 release of the product. We are supporting the Beeple Process Manager 10.1.2 onwards. Oracle BAM is supported from 10.1.2 onwards. So we have tried to make sure that all of your SOA deployments are supported in this environment. And the other thing to realize with Enterprise Manager is that Enterprise Manager is going to be the single management console for all of Fusion. So all of the Fusion applications are going to be managed through Enterprise Manager, and all of the Fusion middleware and all of the applications that are custom built can be managed through Enterprise Manager. So it's a rich set of functionality, a single console that we are expecting our partners, our customers to use when they manage an Oracle environment. And like I said earlier, we don't restrict ourselves to just managing Oracle components. We have made sure that we can manage across a heterogeneous environment. We can manage third-party software. And if you guys need more details, I'll give you my contact information in the end, where we can talk about how this is a complete solution for an entire application deployment. So let me now share with you the market opportunity for the SOA management pack. I want to make sure that I share with you some of the key areas in which you could focus on. In terms of market opportunity, IDC is estimating $30 billion will be spent on the software for management in 2008, while, you know, the service itself for managing these infrastructures is going to be in $300 plus billion range. So there's a lot of there's a big market out there, and I think you need to realize that the capabilities that the SOA management pack provides you will let you more efficiently manage these complex environments. And today what we see is that applications are very critical for running businesses, and many of the times we see that, like in this Forrester survey, what they say is 74% of the problems are actually reported by the end users. So wouldn't it be good to detect these issues beforehand and be proactive about it? And that's the approach that we have taken with SOA Management Pack, where we can set thresholds, where we can monitor trending, and in that way be more proactive in terms of managing and monitoring your environment. This is another slide that talks about the growth of the application management space. So again, there's tremendous growth in this area. And like I mentioned earlier, many of you, of our partners, do database deployments and have started doing SOA component deployment. And managing of these SOA components is a very strong area where there's going to be a tremendous growth in the coming years. So let's, in summary, look at the business opportunities that we have with the SOA Management Pack. So with the SOA Management Pack, you can add instant value to your client SOA environment. Today, more and more people deployments are becoming mission critical, and there's need for management visibility into operational performance. Existing people customers need better runtime governance. Configuration management can help you quickly provision new boxes, compare people instances, and set gold standards. The automation capabilities let you simplify deployment tasks. You can now schedule such tasks to run in the middle of the night. The alerting and notification capabilities in EM gives you a wide variety of options to monitor large deployments. And in the past, IT department was at times at the mercy of the individual process designer to deploy processes in production. Now all of that functionality can be run from EM, thus giving better visibility to the IT department and better control over the production systems that they are running, which are again very mission critical to the business itself. So again, I think there's a lot of business opportunity, a lot of strong synergies or efficiencies that you can get from the SOA Management Pack. So this final slide, in terms of summary, I want to leave you with these key takeaways. The SOA Management Pack is the tool used to manage all of the Oracle SOA suite. This is the only tool that gives you a complete solution from runtime governance to business IT integration, and it lets you manage all of your SOA infrastructure. By getting involved in this area, you're getting involved in the fastest growing Oracle product segment. So the Fusion middleware is Oracle's fastest growing product, and you're getting involved in the management of this product stack. So I think there's a tremendous growth over there. And the way I see SOA Management Pack being used, you can use it as you convert existing systems to SOA. So as you build out your web services, for example, you want to make sure how many of the web services that you're building are getting used. How efficiently are you building your SOA system? And that's where you should use the SOA Management Pack. And obviously, once you go production, then you want to be able to manage your critical, mission-critical SOA deployments with this SOA Management Pack. So at this time, Frederica, if we can open it up for Q&A.
Yes, sir. At this time, I would like to remind everyone, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster.
So while the Q&A roster is getting built up, let me point you to some additional resources that are on the web. These are pretty easy to find. You either go to oracle.com, Enterprise Manager, or through otn.oracle.com, where you'll get to the SOA management tab, and that there's a lot of good information about this management pack. I would also like to work with you guys in terms of more deep dive sessions, look at how you can build a practice around SOA management. And if there's interest from you, please do drop me an email. We would love to hear from you. And going forward, we'll have these e-seminars for ISVs every third Tuesday of the month, just to educate you on the upcoming Oracle Stack, Oracle management capabilities. And then next month is Oracle Open World, so I bet a lot of you are attending that. So that will be another avenue for you to get up to speed on all of these. Frederick, any questions?
Yes, we do have a question from Srini Sugapati.
Hi, Alok. This is Srini.
Hi, Srini.
I was not able to view the presentation in the full mode. I was able to view only the half of it. Could you please share the presentation whenever you get a chance?
What we can do is we'll be sending out a thank you note so we can include the presentation as part of it. I'm sorry that you couldn't see all of it. Also, Srini, if you want, you could send email and we can take a look at that. I can send you the copy of it.
Sure. Apart from that, in our company, we are planning to build a SOA practice, and I would like more inputs from you. You would like to drop me an email? You want me to drop you an email?
Yeah, if you don't mind, because I wouldn't be able to access your email directly, so do send me an email at alok.mule@oracle.com.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure, I will do that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1.
Okay, I think we are almost out of time, and I appreciate all of you guys attending. Hope you take a thorough look at the SOA management pack. Like I said, this is something that I see a lot of value in as you move into the SOA space. And feel free to get in touch with us if you need more details. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.